food, and the jury digs in for the most important evaluation. Taste. There are no elimination rounds, no time to ease into the rigors of competition. The candidates get one shot to cook and present their creations, and the judges who determine their fate have roughly 5 minutes to taste and consider it. In the Bocuse d'Or's current form, 24 teams, each comprising of a chef and a commis, or assistant, compete. The only thing they know for certain when they begin is that three of them will emerge with precious medals, while the others will slink home empty-handed. Despite these odds, the Bocuse d'Or draws professionals, many from top kitchens who already toil in pressure cooker environments, subsist on precious little sleep, and subject themselves to dozens, even hundreds of verdicts every working day. Any number of clichés may explain the appeal of the Bocuse d'Or. Chefs love a challenge. Chefs are competitive. Chefs are masochists. All are appealing, but none fits the entire field. Just as people get into cooking for different reasons, there is no single motive for pursuing this culinary holy grail. Candidates are philosophically unified, however, when they come out on the other side. "I learned a lot about myself" is perhaps the most common sentence uttered by those who have vied for the Bocuse d'Or when asked to evaluate their experience.